when you load up a video on YouTube to listen to some music, and then it says X Hamster has the best videos on the internet. Interesting. But this song actually has a point to it. And I've had this well, not question, but I've talked about the subject before. This song is called "Show Them to Me." It's from Rodney Carrington, and he kind of does these kind of vulgar songs about stuff, and this one in particular is about boobs. And for anyone who's listened to my previous ramble on the topic, I really love titties, boobs, whatever you want to call them. Big or small, it really doesn't matter to me. But the reason I'm talking about it is because I had a talk with someone earlier today, which kind of brought me onto the whole topic of, well, female anatomy in the whatever sense of the word. And I figured, why not talk about it a bit? So, and I'm not here to lecture anyone. I'm just giving my subjective view on things. So, or preferences, I suppose. But I really like boobs. I don't care if it's small boobs, big boobs, anywhere in between. Bit of saggy boob is fine too. I might have a kind of limit on grandma titties. It's just, I don't know, maybe a bit far on the whole age scale there. But aside from that, almost all boobs are good boobs, I swear. It really doesn't matter, and I understand. I totally get that people are self-conscious about it, but whether you have like a much more than a handful or less than a handful, whatever, the I want to say use of them is the same. Maybe the sensations are different, and you can totally do different stuff too. Like obviously, bigger boobs, you can easy or like. You have an easier time slapping them or attaching stuff to them. But small boobs have, you know, they're, whatchamacallit, attraction too. Like, I aesthetically like all boobs, and small boobs, you know, you can, like, pinch and you can still clamp them quite easily as well. It's probably more dependent on which type of nipples people have, but it really doesn't matter. I really like titties. Small titties, big titties, it don't matter. And I just want boobs. I want boobs in my hands, on me, against me, in my mouth. I want to bite them, grab them, scratch them, pinch them, slap them. Even punch them, I kind of want to. I don't know why. Maybe that's just because I'm a weirdo. Probably. Gently, lovingly, in a sadistic kind of way. I'm not talking about just punching people's titties for no reason. I want to tie them up. I want to hurt boobs in the good way. In the way that you approve of when I do it. Want to cover titties and tape and rip it off or just have it there because it aesthetically looks pleasing. I like titties in bras. I like titties under clothes. I really, really like titties in sports bras, which is probably speaks more to big titties when they're all squished together and stuff. But I like all titties. I really fucking love all titties, and I just want more boobs in my life in general. Like, boobs are just good. Boobs make you feel nice, okay? Don't matter where the boobs are as long as it's someone who approves of you doing stuff to their boobies. Boobies is a fun word, too. Oh, not gonna listen to this song twice. Titties and Beer is a good song too, but there are no bad boobs. I just, even if you have one boob or half a boob, I still want your titty. Okay? Like it, I know I'm making a joke of it, but it, I love boobs. I just really want you to be okay with having the types of boobs that you do, and then let me touch them or don't. Just boobs are good, okay? And then let's go into butts and stuff of that nature. I like butts too. Butts are good for all kind of things, but especially for spanking. I really, really, really like spanking butts with my bare hand. For some reason, I enjoy the sensation of pain in my hand when I really smack hard. And there's just something nice about leaving a mark on a butt. A big red mark where you can see the outline of your fingers and palm and everything. It's really nice. But at the same time, I really enjoy being very caring and sensitive with a butt. You know, like just kind of feeling it, feeling how soft and tender the flesh is. It's really nice. And, you know, a butt, whatever size it is, in a pair of yoga pants, is there anything better? I don't believe there is, except if you're also paired with a pair of titties. Yeah, and I get that this is very objectifying. I'm just, I don't know, I kind of want to show appreciation of the things that you have, even though it's just something you're born with. But, well, I mean, maybe a butt can be trained bigger or whatever, I don't know. But I just want to say, I really love tits and ass, and it don't matter how big or small they are. And I get that some people totally have a preference for that, but really, they're just nice to touch in any kind of way. You know? And it's, especially with butt stuff, like a good butt massage that kind of goes into a bit of like fingering your butt with, that is some good stuff. Like, I'm just saying, that is some primo entertainment. I don't know. Did I just say primo? That sounds so fucking dumb. But I'm just saying, boobs and butt make for a good combo. And especially boobs. And especially butt. Mostly boobs. Because I love boobs. But butt is still good. And that kind of brings, well, the segue from kind of the butt stuff to the vaginal stuff. To the pussy. I don't know. Maybe that's a weird segue. It's definitely a weird segue, but I'm going to go there anyway. And it's kind of based off of a conversation I had with someone. Well, that was what I said in the beginning as well. But what I was saying was that it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what the dude wants out of whatever is going on. Well, it does, but I don't know how to word this, but basically, if, so we were talking about penetration, and it's brought up that she has issues getting off with just penetration. I'm like, well, if that's the case, then just tell whoever that you need clitoral stimulation in order to get off, and that should be the end of this discussion, because your needs need to be respected just as much as his. So if he's not willing to go that distance, then maybe you should consider not doing stuff with him, because obviously your orgasm isn't being respected. I don't know. And I know that this is me talking much on behalf of women, I guess, but I thought it was still worth mentioning, because and the example I gave was like, if you need a certain thing to get off, your partner should know. For me, especially with getting my dick sucked, for example, it feels good for the most part, just as I would assume it feels good to get fucked. I wouldn't know. I've never been. But I'm not going to come if the stimulation doesn't reach a certain point by doing something specific. So if I'm not really being deep-throated or have the actual or enough pressure and vigor put into it, I won't come. And in the same kind of ballpark, I'm thinking, well, if you need clitoral stimulation in order to get off, then even though it feels good to get fucked, you should still make sure that your partner understands that that's a prerequisite for you to get off, and that that's as much a necessary part of whatever you're doing as when he gets off. Just my two cents. And you can hate me for it if you want. I don't feel like it's too weird of a standpoint to have. And I think, as far as I've been able to read over the years, and doing a quick Google search just now, I feel like being able to come from vaginal penetration isn't the most common form of being able to orgasm, as opposed to clitoral stimulation or even G-spot or anal. So yeah, I don't know, I just kind of needed to ramble about these things, so I guess this will do. Yeah, hopefully this isn't too weird, but all I'm trying to say is I appreciate all y'all females out there for your boobs, your butt, and your vaginas. That is so stupid. Y'all just do yours, and yeah, you're all pretty awesome. I don't know where I'm going with this. Later.